Now we're going to go through a process called the body scan, which is a fantastic way to begin to cultivate some real awareness of those sensory motor cues in the body. And you'll start to get a better feel for where your body is right here, right now. So what you'll need to do is make yourself comfortable on the floor. I recommend making your way into constructive resting position, where you'll be on your back with knees comfortably bent, and the arms can rest down by your sides or cross over in front of you, whatever's comfortable here. You might find that you need a little bit of padding underneath the back of the head. Maybe you let the knees fall in toward each other. And wherever you are, start to take a little bit of time to relax and sink into the floor. So there isn't really a whole lot of work to do in this position. But you may still find that you're holding on to muscle tension. If you can tune into those areas, start to see if you can trust them to release a bit more. You may start to pay attention to where you feel contact with the floor. If you were to imagine your body outlined on the floor, are there areas that are very distinct? Are there areas where the pressure is very clear? You may notice the weight to the back of the head. And maybe moving down from there, paying attention to the shoulder blades. Noticing if they're evenly spread left and right on the floor beneath you. You might feel a bit of space beneath the low back before feeling the weight of the pelvis. And again, with the pelvis, are you equally spread left and right? Are you balanced side to side, or does one side seem to bear a little bit more weight? And as we go through this, there's no need to change anything. All we're doing is bringing awareness to. So as you trace even further down the body, you might tune into the legs and the feet. Where else do you feel contact with the floor here? Perhaps in the heels? Maybe behind the legs? And do the feet tend to point in the same direction? Is one a little more turned out to the side or straight up toward the ceiling? Do they meet the floor at the same place? Or does one feel further out from the body? In your mind's eye, is the shape of the spine clear here? As you scan from head down to pelvis, do you sense a spaciousness beneath the neck and the low back? Try to imagine each vertebrae, one by one, all the way along that chain. Which segments are easier to tune into? Which ones are more difficult? As you continue through this scanning process, begin to tune into the breath, noticing the quality of the inhalation and the exhalation. As you breathe in and out, are those movements forced or do they come naturally? Where do you notice the most movement in your body when you breathe in and out? Does the belly move more, or perhaps the ribs? You might even think down to your spine, and does the contact of the spine change as you inhale and exhale? Thinking back through the body, you may notice that areas of tension have shifted. Perhaps even by bringing awareness to those areas, you can change the profile of tension in your body. You might begin to imagine the midline of the body, seeing if you can trace a line from the top of your head all the way down through the middle of the body, through the sternum, through the pubic bone, down between the feet? How well are you able to imagine the continuity of this line? And as you imagine yourself melting into the ground, what other sensations are you aware of? Perhaps you can tune into the subtle temperature changes as you breathe in and out. Maybe you find a buzzing in parts of the body, or a vibration. Or maybe there's nothing at all. This can be unfamiliar territory for a lot of us. So I invite you, use the next couple of minutes to simply tune into your own sensations.